Time now to shift gears and focus on the Browns. The guy we check with every week, Scott Petrick of the Chronicle Telegram, joins us on the line. Good morning, Scott. Thanks for being with us.
Sure thing. How are you guys?
We're doing okay, maybe a little better than Chud. So let's get right to it. Yesterday, you cover the Browns-Steelers game. When the day started, did you ever think the focus would shift to the possible firing and eventual dismissal of Rob Chudzinski?
Well, you know what? Not really. I was stunned at how the whole thing went down. But you did. There was a national report Friday that was the first thing to suggest that Chud might be in trouble, but even that was not very strong. And then I got a text Saturday that said, hey, I hear Chud might be in trouble. And it wasn't a great source, and I kind of dismissed it. And then Sunday, a couple hours before kickoff, you started to hear some things, and I was talking to people, and I knew that Jimmy Haslam, the owner, was upset about the loss the previous week to the Jets, and he blamed Coach Rob Chudzinski for the fact that the team, I don't know if he used the word quit, but, you know, it was an embarrassing loss, and it really upset him. So then he started thinking, can any of this be real? You know, and the fact that it would be the seventh straight loss if they lost to the Steelers, and then it just exploded, rumors across the league and rumblings and speculation throughout the game, and then it just kind of snowballed from there, and by 9:30, Chud was out of a job. So I did not expect it, and I kind of didn't believe when the first signs started to come to me. I didn't believe it just because I didn't think, you know, if Joe Banner and Jimmy Haslam would fire the guy that they hired less than a year into his tenure.
Are we starting over again?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think it's tough to argue differently. The only things that say you're not starting over is the fact that they had five Pro Bowlers voted in Friday, so that shows that there's some talent on the roster. However, center Alex Mack was one of those guys, and he's going to be a free agent, might not be re-signed. And T.J. Ward was an alternate at safety, and he's a free agent, might not be re-signed. And then I find it hard to believe that the Browns are going to keep the same coordinators, you know, and the rest of Chud's coaching staff. So if you switch coordinators again, then, you know, you're learning new systems. Come May, you know, it's new coaching styles, it's new techniques, and with that becomes a big learning curve, and it's like hitting the reset button. And that's what upset, you know, captains, DeQuell Jackson and Joe Thomas. After the game, they were really bewildered and distraught that that could happen. I mean, DeQuell Jackson didn't want to believe it. He said, you know, he was kind of upset that there were even reports out there that Chud could be in trouble, you know, and he said it ticked him off. And, you know, and then when it actually happened, you know, obviously they were upset that the guy that they thought was going to be the guy to turn them around, they had invested in Chud, was gone after 1 year, and they consider that a step back because you don't see, Joe Thomas said it, you don't see championship organizations change coaches after 1 year. So I don't think there's any way not to look at it as a step back, but I'll tell you this, if you're Haslam and CEO Joe Banner, what you'll say is there's a lot of teams that win with the new coach, and in today's NFL, you don't need a long time to turn it around. So that's what they'll sell. What doesn't resonate with me is that none of these guys expected the Browns to win this year. And all the moves that the front office made were for down the road. They traded draft picks in 2013 for better draft picks in 2014. They traded Trent Richardson in week 3 for a first-round pick in 2014. None of that says win now, but yet the message they sent by firing Chud is that they needed to win now.
Well, here we go again. Any thoughts on who might have the inside track to be the next head coach of the Browns?
Well, yeah, a couple names that are out there, and it makes sense. There, Josh McDaniels, he's the offensive coordinator with the Patriots. Grew up in Canton, coached the Broncos for a year and a half, but kind of had a big flame out there. Had a lot of power in Denver, and I don't think he'd have the same personnel power here. He's a Belichick guy. Mike Lombardi, the Bronze GM, is a Belichick guy. So he seems to be a popular, you know, he would be a natural fit. Bill O'Brien, the Penn State coach, the Browns interviewed him last year and liked him, but he kind of used his NFL interviews to get a raise and an extension from Penn State. But now it appears he's ready to make the leap to the NFL 1 year later. But Houston, the Houston Texans, who've had a job opening for a while after firing their coach, they're interested in Bill O'Brien, so I'm not sure the Browns can win that battle. And Ken Whisenhunt was a guy that the Browns interviewed last year. He's been a head coach in the league before, took Arizona to a Super Bowl, and now he's offensive coordinator in San Diego, so I think he'd be on that list. You know, and I'm sure the Browns would love to make a huge splash with a John Gruden or Nick Saban, but they tried to get those guys last year and it didn't work, and I don't know what would make it different if either of those guys would come here just a year later.
Just a few seconds to go on our end, but if you had your best guess of the guys, for example, DeQuell Jackson, T.J. Ward, Alex Mack, do you think any of those guys will be back next year?
You know what? Before this weekend, I thought it was a sure thing DeQuell Jackson would be back just because he's so valuable. But when you have this kind of turnover and you're not afraid to fire your coach, I don't think anybody's safe. So of those guys, I'm going to say no. I don't think any of those guys come back, and I think those are three huge losses. And on a team with as many holes as this team has, I don't know how you can lose three valuable guys who's played almost every snap and expect to be better next year. And, you know, I'm an optimistic guy, and I like for the fans to have some reason to hope, but the way things have gone down, I do not have a whole lot of faith that this organization is going to get this right.
Changes are afoot. Scott, thank you so much for being with us all season long, and hopefully, if it's okay, we'll check back with you when the Browns do name a new head coach, and that could be a couple weeks down the road. And, of course, you can read Scott in the Chronicle Telegram, chronicletea.com. Scott, thank you so much.